is Minor League Monthly on YesNetwork.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Minor League Monthly. I'm Lou DiPietro, back with the bounty from one last trip out to see the 2016 Baby Bombers. And this month, our destination is actually New York City. We took a ferry ride from the Battery across to Richmond County Ballpark, home of the short-season Class A Staten Island Yankees. Now, we visited Staten Island on August 31st, and the team was in the midst of their playoff push, looking to become the fifth Yankees affiliate to qualify for the postseason this year. That night, the Baby Bombers defeated Connecticut to give themselves a 2.5-game lead over the Tigers in the New York Penn League wildcard race with just 5 games to go, and they also kept their faint hopes alive for a division title. On the offensive side, one of the big catalysts for this playoff run has been second baseman Nick Solak, the team's second-round pick in the June draft. Entering September, Solak was hitting .321, good for fourth in the New York Penn League, and the 2016 NYPL All-Star also led the team in hits, runs, walks, on-base percentage, and OPS. Let's hear from Solak. So I'm here with Nick Solak. Nick, the Yankees call you, and you're our second-round draft pick. Just walk us through that phone call, and what was that like?
Yeah, you know, I was actually, there's a lot of guys out of the University of Louisville taking this year, so I was, you know, watching the draft with a lot of my teammates and their families at our baseball complex in Louisville, and you know, I first got worried. I'm watching TV, and I see Andy Pettit walk out there, you know, to announce. And I had an idea that you know, the Yankees might pick me there, but you know, I didn't want to get too excited yet, and was waiting for, you know, the official word. So when he walked out there and announced my name, you know, it was an awesome experience, a very surreal moment. You know, it's a dream come true, and you know, to be called by such a great player for such a great organization, it is very humbling, and it's an honor. And you know, soon after that, Mike Gibbons, who's the area scout in that area, called me and congratulated me. And you know, we were getting ready for a super regional, so he told me, you know, try and take care of business down there with the rest of the season, you know, before figuring everything out. But it was a great night, and it was a cool experience.
Now, this is an organization that has a lot of middle infield depth, especially in the lower levels of the organization. Just added Gleyber Torres at the trade deadline in the Earl Chapman trade. So what does it mean to you knowing that you've played, you know, quite a few positions in your college, high school career, but they called and they want you as a second baseman right now, playing second base here in the NY Penn League? What does that mean to you that, you know, they value that out of you, as opposed to maybe, okay, we'll say Rob Refsnyder moving around or things like that, but they value you in the middle infield?
Yeah, you know, it means a lot. But, you know, at the same time, it's something I continually work on. You know, ever since I got up here, like I said, I played a lot of different positions in college, but ever since I got up here, you know, I've been strictly at second base and just working really hard every day to improve my game at second base. And, you know, nothing wrong with, you know, running out to different positions, you know, to get into a lineup at any level. But you know, I've been working really hard at playing second base, and you know, throughout the rest of this season, you know, and in the instructional league, you know, I'll continue to work on that.
Now, you played in the, you know, through the super regionals all the way through the college season. You signed pretty quickly after that, came right here, this season began, so you really haven't had too much of a break. But what was the biggest difference coming from, you know, the college ranks, and especially a good college program like Louisville, to the Yankees organization and the pro ball?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is you know, just your daily schedule, you know, in minor league baseball. It's a lot different than college, where you're only playing 3 or 4 games a week, and you're practicing the other days, and you got class and stuff, but you know, nothing compares to, you know, professional baseball and showing up every single day, you know, preparing to play a game, and you know, like I said, you know, working to get better, you know, whether it's with the bat or defensively or base running or, you know, watching video the night before. You know, your whole day revolves around trying to perfect your craft and improve your skills, you know, to make you a more valuable player and to help your team win.
I know Josh Rogers, who's in Tampa right now, I believe, is also an ex-Card. Did you lean on him a little bit at all to, you know, kind of give you a little lay of the land of the organization?
Yeah, for sure. I played with him for 2 years at U of L, and you know, he was one of the first guys that reached out to me when I got drafted to congratulate me. And you know, I've been keeping up with him a lot. You know, we're texting all the time. You know, if I have a good game or something, he'll shoot me a text. Or, you know, I'm always watching to see how he's doing in Tampa. And, you know, I'll shoot him a text if he has a good start. Or, you know, just to talk about, you know, baseball or other things. You know, he's a good friend, and you know, it's cool to have somebody else in the organization, you know, from the same college program that, you know, you can lean on for questions or, you know, just for support in general.
And you guys, you went to three Super Regionals, one College World Series while you were there. It's a pretty successful run. You're in a playoff race here, just a game and a half ahead of the wild card here as we get into September. So has that kind of prepped you for the pros, you know, in this? You're in a playoff run. This is serious, crazy baseball. This is a big-time push, but you're used to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's something that you learn that I learned in college is, you know, every game, you show up to every single game like it's the most important game of the year. And, you know, that's what helps you down the stretch in, you know, when you're in a super regional in Omaha. You know, when the stakes seem a little bit higher, you can turn back and you know that you've played every game, you know, to your best ability, like the midweek game in February is, you know, the College World Series. And, you know, same thing when you get to professional baseball, you know, you might be only a couple games up in a wild card, but you know, you just show up and you play as hard as you can, try and help the team win, and, you know, it's really no different than showing up for any other game.
There is one game that's a little different for showing up to, and that's the New York Penn League All-Star Game, which you were also a part of. So first season of pro ball, you're a month and a half in, you get called to the All-Star Game. What was that experience like, and what did that mean to you?
Yeah, that game is a little bit different. but it was a great event put on by the league, and Hudson Valley did a great job. The night my sister and my mom got to come out, too. And, you know, the night before, there's a dinner, and they had a magician and a comedian, and you know, it was a really fun event the night before, and then, of course, the game's awesome. You're playing against all the best competition in the league, and as well as everything that goes, you know, that revolves around the event. You got, you know, they sold that place out, and you got a ton of kids coming through for the autograph session. It's a really cool atmosphere to, you know, be able to play in, and it was an awesome experience, especially, you know, in my first professional season. You know, I had a lot of fun with it.
And to be here now, you know, in Staten Island, you're 10 miles away from Yankee Stadium. That's obviously got to be a great experience for you because the ideal finish is 10 miles away in the Bronx. So what does it mean to you to actually be in New York City to start your career with the Yankees?
Yeah, it's awesome. I've never been to New York before. I'm originally from Chicago, and you know, like right when I saw the skyline, I was thinking like, man, this is so much bigger than even Chicago. But you know, like you said, you're you know, right across the river, basically, from Yankee Stadium, and you're so close, you're so far, in a sense, and, you know, it's a good reminder, you know, to keep in the back of your head that's the ultimate goal, you know, that you're working towards, you know, to be a Major League Baseball player and to help the Yankees win a championship. So, you know, it's awesome to be able to be so close and just to have that goal in mind.
I'm going to put you on the spot real quick before I get to the last question. Better pizza, hometown or here?
I since getting to New York, I've really liked New York pizza, and nothing against Chicago pizza because you know, I've eaten it my entire life. But you know, there's some great places to get pizza down here, and it's, you know, a little easier to eat. You know, you don't have the deep dish. So I think right now I gotta go with New York pizza.
All right, we won't tell the fan back in Naperville that's not what you said. But last question for you is, you know, on the same vein of being a Yankee. This is the last year of the Staten Island Yankees before the team rebrands. So what does it mean to you to begin your career? And you say, you know, when you look back 10, 20, 30 years from now, you were one of the last Staten Island Yankees.
Yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, when I can look back, I can say, you know, I was a Staten Island Yankee and, you know, I retired as a New York Yankee. You know, started and ended as a Yankee would be awesome. And, you know, I think that would be, you know, the best case scenario. I think that would be a pretty cool thing.
The Staten Island Yankees also had a second position player All-Star this year, that being corner infielder Drew Bridges. Among qualifiers, the 20th round pick in 2013 was third on the team in OPS and batting average, and second in slugging, hits, doubles, home runs, and RBI. As he was selected out of high school back in 2013, Bridges is only 21, so he's right on age pace with a lot of his teammates, but now that he's in his fourth year in the system, he's a veteran and a youngster all at once. He's also purportedly Carthage, Missouri's greatest baseball export since Hall of Fame pitcher Carl Hubbell. So let's hear from the All-Star. Drew, this is your fourth year in the organization, second time in Staten Island. What's it like to play here, you know, 10 miles from Yankee Stadium?
You know, it's a great experience. You know, hopefully make it to the big leagues one day with the Yankees. And just being up here in New York, you kind of get the feel of everything. So if that day ever comes, I'll be prepared for just life up here.
You've been here, like I said, a couple seasons now. You're the same age as a lot of these guys, but being drafted, coming out of high school, you're kind of the veteran on this team. You've been in the organization for a while. What's the dichotomy of that like, being, you know, the same age as these guys, but you're the veteran of both the organization and the team?
You know, it's nice just kind of just know how things work around here, know how the whole organization runs. People ask me questions all the time. I'm able to give them answers. But it's definitely a good feeling just to, like I said, know how the organization runs, but still at the same time, still be young enough that I could technically be out of college, you know.
Right. This would have been your senior year of college this year, right?
So yeah.
You're also still learning. You've gotten a lot more first base into your repertoire this year. You've kind of had a breakout season at the plate as well. What's clicked for you this year, and how has the transition, so to speak, to first base been for you, and just kind of playing both positions now in both corners?
As far as first base, I played a little bit through high school, but not a lot. I really started mainly playing first base when I got here. But it's definitely a tougher position than it looks. There's a lot more that goes into it than people think, but it's going pretty well. Still got things to learn, obviously, but I enjoy first base also. So.
Well, speaking of going pretty well for you, you were a New York Penn League All-Star this year. So what was that experience like to be selected and get to play with, you know, the best of the best in the league?
You know, that was awesome. It's the first All-Star game I've been a part of, and just being on the field with all that talent's just it's a blast. Everybody's out there having fun, and just to know that you match up with some of the best in the league is a good feeling.
You also got the chance to play with Charleston a little bit earlier this year. We actually just missed you, I think, when we were there. We were there the day you came back. How is that different for you, you know, coming here or going to the short season leagues the first couple of years, leaving Florida in April to go play full season ball? What was that small taste like for you, and how was that experience different?
It was awesome, obviously. I was down and extended for, I'm not really sure, a few weeks before I got up there, but just getting out of there and going to a full season team, just getting to do it all year long, you know, you get to realize that it's obviously a long year, but it's a fun journey. So
this is the last question I have for you. Is the last question I'm going to have for everybody we speak with today. It's an interesting question. That this is the Staten Island Yankees. We're right here, right in the shadow of Yankee Stadium. Next year, the Staten Island Yankees will no longer exist. The team will be rebranding. So being part of the organization, does it mean anything special to you that you can say you were one of the last Staten Island Yankees?
Yes, obviously. It's a cool thing to be able to just say that you were one of the last people on the team to be a Yankee. It's awesome being a part of a team that's has the Yankee name. So
when it's not Bridges playing first base, chances are that Staten Island's first sacker is one of this year's draftees, that being 8th-round pick Dalton Blazer. The Cal State Fullerton product is actually a Yankees legacy, as his dad, Mark, was a baby bomber himself from 1981 to 85, playing first, second, third in the outfield over multiple levels. The ability to play the latter has also been passed on to Dalton, who has started in both left and right field this season when not at first, a move he says is all about giving himself the best chance to succeed. Dalton, first question for you is, it's early June, you're sitting wherever you're sitting, the Yankees call and say, hey, it's the 8th round of the draft and we want you. Walk us through that phone call and just what that meant to you and what that was like.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty fun time for myself. I'd just gotten back a couple days earlier from regionals with my college team and, you know, still working out, still preparing, you know, waiting, you know, for the draft, and hadn't heard much from the Yankees in a while, and you know, it was just... I got a call the day before, you know, talking about numbers, talking about this and that. And, yeah, I got the call that day, and I was with my brother, dad, uncle, and grandpa. And it was a dream come true because my dad played for the Yankees, and, you know, it was my favorite team growing up, so all I knew was the Yankees. So when I got that call and said, you know, Yankees just drafted you, I saw it on the board. I mean, it was a pretty great time. I don't think I'll ever forget that moment.
And you segued right into my next question. You are a Yankees legacy. Your dad played for 5 years in the minor leagues in the organization.
Yeah.
So how happy was he? Not only is his boy going to pro ball, but he's a Yankee.
Yeah, no, I tell everyone, I think he was more excited than I was, and I don't think that was possible, you know. But, you know, he was jumping up and down, and my brother was excited. My dad was just ecstatic, you know, because he knew the ins and outs of the organization. You know, he knew, you know, because he played for him, and you know, we used to talk all the time, you know, when I was a Yankee. So now I'm saying, hey, now that I'm a Yankee. Yeah, so it was a fun experience for both of us, yeah.
Before I get into you, I got to ask you one more question about your dad. I did a little research on who he's played with, who were on some of the teams.
the names, Roberto Kelly, Doug Drabek, Buck Showalter, Ricky Henderson, and Bobby Mercer were in Fort Lauderdale at the time for Class A sports of the year. Did you get any great stories about any of these guys growing up or being around the team at all? Like, you know?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I wasn't being around the team. I wasn't even a thought yet.
Right.
You know, the cool thing is, you know, he tells us some stories, and me and my brother, we laugh hysterically because, you know, we're in that situation right now. You know, my brother doesn't play. He coaches now. But, you know, for myself, you know, there's some stories. Every time he sees Buck Showalter on TV, he's like, man, you know, he tells us some stories, some new story. And, yeah, it's fun. It's been a blast.
So you were drafted originally out of high school as well, you know, the first time 39th round by the A's in 2012, but you decided to go to junior college out in Cali. Why go the junior, you know, this may seem like a weird question, but why go the junior college route? You know, you spurned a pro ball to go to school, which is a decision some people may make, some people may not. But what spurred you on to say, I want to continue playing in these ranks?
Yeah, you know, I felt I was ready, but I wasn't where I wanted to be at that specific time. I wanted to be a little sharper, a little, you know, better with my tools, and I wanted to, you know, I always wanted to go to Cal State Fullerton, and I knew the junior college route wasn't my plan, and so I went the junior college route and took time and grew as a player and grew as a, you know, as a person, and eventually moved on to Cal State Fullerton and you know, had the opportunity to come here. But I think, you know, for me it was, you know, I could have made the 18-year-old decision and went to pro ball, or I could have been smart and said, you know what, let me set myself up for life after baseball and, you know, just have a plan B. So that was part of my plan.
And having played professionally too, did your dad, you know, kind of help out with that decision, say, hey, this is the way to go?
Yeah, he did. He was a huge help because, you know, he could have easily let me make the decision out of high school and, you know, been that 18-year-old who had a little bit of money in his pocket and, you know, maybe wasn't as smart. But, we just, you know, he was huge. He ultimately, it was my decision. You know, but he was a huge help. And we talked through it, and we came up with our decision, yeah.
Well, you were a junior college All-American as a sophomore, and you went to Cal State Fullerton, which is one of the richer programs in college baseball. So, obviously, it worked out well. But,
yeah.
You know, one of your teammates also, Miles Chambers, was selected later in the draft, too. So, yeah. He's been in Pulaski much of the year. I know you've been here.
Yeah.
How cool is that for you guys to both get drafted to the same team? And how much do you guys still talk? I'm assuming a lot.
Yeah.
You know, even though he's in Virginia and you're here in New York.
Yeah, no, it was funny because, you know, our whole team, we had a, you know, group message going like we always do. And we were shooting texts back and forth, you know, guys are getting drafted. And, you know, I got a text from Miles. It was like, hey, man, congrats on being drafted by the Yankees. And then next thing you know, about a couple rounds later, I said, hey, Miles, congrats on being drafted by the Yankees. And, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a blast. I was kind of hoping, you know, we'd be in the same place. But, you know, he's doing well down there, and he's having a blast. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing him when we get back to Cal State Fullerton.
Well, not only that, but I know Pulaski season ends September 1st. You guys are maybe on the way to the playoffs, so you never know who you're going to see up here.
Yeah.
But being here, you know, you're 10 miles or so from Yankee Stadium, which is the ultimate goal once you're drafted by the Yankees.
Absolutely.
So what does it mean to you to get to start your career in New York City in the shadow of Yankee Stadium? Like, you know what you're playing for.
Yeah.
It's so close but so far away.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute blessing. I mean, I think the first day I stepped out on this field as a Yankee, I took in the backdrop, which is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, coaches and guys who always come out and coordinators, you know, always say, hey, it's just across the way, Bronx, you know. And, you know, it's cool because it's like, you know, that's where you want to be. That's what you, you know, strive for when you step on the field every day, is to get better and to, you know, ultimately make that goal to get there. But it's been an absolute blessing. You know, it's been so much fun and so far so good, yeah.
And you've played a little first base, a little outfield throughout your career, kind of moving around. So what's that like for you? You're not only, you know, here learning everything about pro ball, but you're also playing multiple positions.
Yeah, no, I want to be as versatile as I can. You know, I want to, you know, give the Yankees as much opportunity where to put me and, you know, still stay, you know, agile. And, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of help, you know, coaches coming out and working with us and working with me, you know, just getting sharp. Like I said, just continuing to get sharper and get better at the position. And, you know, hopefully I'll play all three pretty well. So that's the ultimate goal.
The last question I have for you is the last question I've asked everybody, and it's about the Staten Island Yankees. They are rebranding for 2017. Mm-hmm. This is the last Staten Island Yankees team.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you to not only start your career and be the one of the last Staten Island Yankees?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of, you know, this is a historic club. You know, a lot of guys that came through here, a lot of guys and playing the big leagues that came through here. So it's pretty fun to be a part of it and to be the last people. It's going to be pretty fun.
Moving to the outfield full-time, perhaps one of the coolest stories in Staten Island this season belongs to Ben Ruta, the Yankees' 30th round pick in June. Ruta grew up a Yankees fan in West Windsor, New Jersey, and spent 4 years at Wagner College, playing his home games in the very same ballpark he now calls home again. Ruta began his pro career in rookie-level Pulaski before moving up to Staten Island after a few weeks, and now he's living a dream come true in the same building where he did that dreaming just this past spring. Let's hear from Ruta. First question is the obvious question. The Yankees call you on draft day and say, hey, we want you to come into the organization. Walk us through that phone call and what that meant to you.
I mean, it was the phone call I've been waiting for my entire life, and I grew up a Yankees fan, so I couldn't have asked for a more dream situation where my favorite team I root for my whole life ends up calling me and fulfilling my dream. So when they called, I was pretty much at a loss for words, just really excited and thankful for the opportunity that they were giving me.
And you were a Yankees fan growing up. You're a Jersey guy. So do you get friends and family here, you know, all the time in Staten Island getting to watch you play football?
Yeah, that's one of the best things about my first year is that I'm close to home and I've always had fans at all my games. Like last game, I had 11 people come to watch me, and it's just nice knowing that people are supporting you in the crowd. And obviously, it's nice to see mom and dad and the sister a lot too, which is a big help.
Now, you mentioned, you know, your dad and your sister both played college soccer. Your sister at Alabama, right? So
yeah, it's
pretty good Division I program. I know you played soccer a little bit in high school and stuff, but mm-hmm. You're a baseball guy. What? They a little disappointed there. What's the genesis for you sticking to baseball as opposed to following the family tree, so to speak?
Honestly, the thing that drove me away from soccer at a young age was all the running, and I've always just loved baseball more. I love practicing baseball more, and it was never a big thing for my family to let me play baseball. They always supported me in any venture I wanted to do as long as I worked hard. So when I told them that baseball was my love, they agreed with it and just said, you're going to have to work hard if you want to achieve what you want to do.
A lot easier to run 90 feet around the bases than run 90 yards down a soccer field.
Yeah, and the preseason for soccer, it was rough. All the running miles instead of around the bases. So it wasn't about that.
Now, I know you started in Pulaski, but now you're here, and you played at Wagner, so you're familiar with playing on Staten Island. What does it mean to you, especially in the pros, you're 10 miles away from Yankee Stadium, which is the ultimate dream. What does it mean for you to be kind of starting your career as a rookie here?
It means so much to me because I played here for 4 years, so I came to this ballpark every day with my dream in mind. So every time I walked out on this field for practice, I was like, I want to get here and play here as a professional. And as luck would have it, everything kind of fell in line, and now I get to start my career here. So it was really a huge comfort level for me since I'm familiar with this place. I played here for 4 years, and I got a taste of it at Wagner, and now I have the real thing, so I'm so happy about that.
The stadium may be the same, but obviously there's a lot of things that are different between college and pro ball. What's been the biggest adjustment for you so far going from one to the other?
I think the biggest adjustment is it's baseball all day, every day. So you come here like 5 hours before game time, and you're watching video. I didn't have video in college. You're analyzing your swing. You're taking a lot more reps. And everything's a lot more in-depth than it was at college. So there's more scouting reports, more information about the other players on the other team, the other pitchers. So I feel more prepared, and it's also a faster game, which is a big adjustment as well compared to Wagner.
The last question I have for you is the last question I've asked a lot of the guys here today. And, you know, you were a Yankee fan growing up. You wanted to play on this field. You will be one of the final Staten Island Yankees as the team rebrands in 2017. So what does that mean to you personally to know that you're going to take a piece of history with you as your rookie year ends?
I mean, it's a huge deal for me to put on the pinstripes and play it as one of the last Staten Island Yankees. When growing up, I watched the dynasty Yankees, the ones that were winning championships every year. So all I would hear about on the YES Network and television was just the history behind all the Yankees and how much every guy said it was just the biggest honor to put on the pinstripe. So now that I get to do that and be called one of the last Staten Island Yankees, I can't describe the honor that brings me. And hopefully I keep moving up and get the honor of wearing the real pinstripes.
And staying in the outfield, our last player spotlight this month falls on Timmy Robinson, who is one of three USC Trojans taken by the Yankees in the June draft. Robinson was selected in the 21st round, and so far he looks like a steal. As he entered September, leading the team in doubles, triples, homers, and RBI, while also ranking third in stolen bases. Robinson's all-around game may not be much of a surprise, as he too is a baseball legacy, following in the footsteps of his brother, former Twins reliever Alex Burnett. He also has a birth date that New York sports fans, SoCal sports fans, and USC alumni alike may remember for very different reasons, and that's just one of the topics we broached in our chat with Timmy. 21st round of the draft rolls along, you're sitting where you're sitting, the Yankees give you a call, hey, we want to make you part of our organization. So walk us through that phone call and what that was like for you.
They actually called earlier in the top 10 rounds, and I thought I was going to go at that point, and it didn't end up happening. So once that third day rolled around, just sitting there watching the draft with my roommate and my girlfriend, and saw my name pop up right before. It was funny because Chucky Robinson got drafted, and like we saw Robinson or heard Robinson, I was like, and then no, it wasn't me. and then like the next pick or a couple picks after, the Yankees ended up taking me. Got a phone call from our local scout Dave Keith and walked me through it and what I need to do, and it's nice to be able to play for such a storied program.
And you had a couple of teammates the Yankees drafted, Brooks Kreske, and Corey Dempster. So what was it like for you three guys to all get drafted to the same team? And I know Brooks has been here, so you guys are together again. What's that been like for you to just not only have those guys drafted with you, but now you've got a familiar face with you here in Staten Island?
Yeah, that's huge, having a familiar face. It's always tough for everybody just to go to a new scene and have to blend in and make new friends. So it was nice having somebody I've known. We were actually roommates my sophomore year in college, or our sophomore year, and ended up switching. Like, we had some guys leave, and we're roommates here.
There you go.
So it's crazy how that works. We were hoping Dempster would come, but just didn't work out for him. I know he's going to enjoy his final season of college baseball, and he'll be ready next year to go.
And you were drafted out of high school by the Twins, actually, the same year they took Byron Buxton, number two overall. But you went to USC. You were a three-year starter there, so obviously it worked out. But when that first drafting came about, you know, what went into the decision to say, you know what, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to continue my career at USC instead of in the pros?
I made my decision previously before being drafted by the Twins. My brother was actually with the Twins at that time in the big leagues. And talked to him. We weighed my financial options and what it means to go to a school like USC with the Trojan family and the networking. And I'm glad I was able to play all 4 years there, get that college experience, and now I've got all that out of the way, and now I can just focus on baseball.
And your brother was actually with the major league team at that point in 2012, so obviously he knew all the ins and outs of the organization as well, so I'm sure he was happy for you to go to college. But what's it been like to have him to lean on a little bit? He's played not only pro, but in the major leagues as you start your career now.
It's huge. Just anybody you could get information from is huge, and he does a great job of keeping me level, being positive, because he knows how much of a grind it is. And it's nice always having somebody that I can fall back to if I have a question on how things are working, like how the system works. Fall back to him, and he'll shoot me straight on how everything goes. And it's nice.
It's a built-in support system in multiple ways.
Yeah, exactly.
So, now, you know, when you were in college, you played in the Cape Cod League, you played in the New England League, so you played a lot of summers, so full-year baseball is not necessarily something new, but what's been the biggest difference going from the college ranks to now being a professional baseball player?
I think it's a lot easier just because I have so much time to dedicate towards baseball. With school, it's like you got to have certain grades, you have all these distractions going on around you. And here it's, you're in your own place, no parents, not like many like close friends to like keep you distracted. So you could just get here to the field early, do your routine, and you could consistently do it without the distractions, which is nice.
Coming here to start your career, Staten Island is 10 miles away roughly from Yankee Stadium. You know, the goal is in sight almost literally as you look out over the skyline, over the batter's eye. So what does it mean to you to be with the Yankees and be able to start your career so close to where the ultimate dream, the ultimate end is?
It's awesome. It's also a tease because, you know, you got a lot of other levels to work up to before you can get to that point. And being right here, it feels like it's so close, but yet it's so far away.
Now, I have to ask you this. Your birth date is June 17th, 1994. In New York, we know that as the day the Rangers paraded the Stanley Cup. We know that as the day of one of the games of the NBA Finals where the Knicks kind of broke the city's hearts, the dreams of having two champions. out in L.A., you guys also know that that's the day the O.J. Simpson saga began. I know you're a USC guy. Have you ever thought about that? Has anyone ever mentioned that to you? Like, that's just a strange coincidence of everything from where you've come from and where you are.
Yeah. It's a crazy day in American history, I guess. But I never really thought about it. Like, when I was younger, I'd hear stuff about it, how the O.J. chase was going on then. And then when, just this past year, I was watching the O.J. versus the People show, and they had an episode dedicated to the chase and how dramatic it was that they cut out of the basketball game. And so that was cool to just, because I feel like whenever I see something like that, I was like, wow, that's my birthday. Like, I was.
It's one of those days where people remember where they were. Obviously, your mom's going to remember where she was because she was giving birth to you. But yeah. I mean, you know, it's just one of those coincidences. And being a USC guy as well kind of ties it all in.
It's crazy how things work.
Timmy, the last question for you is back on the topic of baseball. Is just, you know, this is the last season of the Staten Island Yankees. They're rebranding for 2017. So to not only start your career, but to get to wear the name Yankees on your jersey every day, what does it mean to you to be the last one to do that?
I guess it's a season for my first and last. My first season in professional baseball and the last for the Staten Island program, the rebranding. So it's kind of cool to be a part of that. I think the fans will be excited to get their own identity and not be the Yankees' like little brother. So that'll be nice, and I think it'll do big things for the Staten Island community. Got all this stuff going on around here, building the Ferris wheel. You know, they're gonna put up some other stuff, shopping center, I think. So that'll be cool to get more bodies in here because this stadium's amazing and the view is great.
Now, it's Robinson and his teammates who are ultimately responsible for Staten Island's results on the field. But as we finish up this month, we want to shine the spotlight on the man who has so far pressed all the right buttons, that being manager Dave Bialas. This is his 45th year in baseball and second with the Yankees. And after managing Class A Advanced Tampa in 2015, the 2016 campaign is his first ever coaching at a short season affiliate. It's a whole new world for the 62-year-old Texas native, who began his career way back when in Orangeburg, South Carolina. So Dave, this is your 45th year in baseball.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long. Back in 1972, when you're waiting on that draft call from the Cards, any fathom that 45 years later you'd still be here managing in the minors?
You know, I wasn't even planning on signing professional baseball. I had a football scholarship at Texas A&M, and I was about a week away from going to play football there. But at the last minute, you know, money talks sometimes. You know, we all have a price, you know. So they flew me into St. Louis. It was in August, you know. That was in the days where they didn't have to there wasn't a deadline. There was some kind of deadline, but obviously that. And it's, and like August 10th, I signed, the St. Louis Cardinals up in St. Louis.
Pretty famous in an industry I used to work in, once said everybody's got a price for the $1 million man, so I'm sure. Obviously, the Cardinals met yours in Texas A&M got the short end of that stick. Huh?
Well, I don't know if they did or not. I think I fooled them. I mean, I was a defensive back in high school, but I was very excited. You know, it was definitely the right decision, and I had no idea I would be in the game this long. You know, I've been blessed, no doubt.
In those 45 years, you know, you played in the Cardinal system for a long time. You've managed at just about every level. You've been in the major leagues and the coaching staff. But short season is a little bit of a different animal. So what's it been like for you this year as your first season dealing with the short season affiliate and a little bit shorter of a season, a little bit different responsibility during the early part of the year?
Yeah, you know, this is the first year that I have managed a half-season club. Of course, I was a field coordinator for a number of years. And I go in there, but, you know, then you leave.
Right.
But it's going through a spring training, regular spring training. And then you go through an extended spring training, which is 2.5 months long. And, you know, it's day games. It's hot out there. And then – but – coming here 2.5 months, the adjustment here was, it's been so great here in Staten Island. People here are great, the fans are great, the people that I work with and the front office here have done a great job, made me feel right at home, and you're right across the water from beautiful New York City, and I spent a little bit of time over there when we have an off day, so it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it.
I've asked a lot of the guys, you know, what's it like to play in the shadow of Yankee Stadium, being 10 miles away from the ultimate goal, but for you, what's it like to manage in the shadow of Yankee Stadium? Like, you're leading these guys to that ultimate goal of 10 miles away someday.
Right, so close to yet so far away.
Right.
Right. But, you know, it's exciting. You know, we're not only just here, but we go on the road and all these different little cities that we play in this league. And, you know, it, it's it's really it inspires these kids to be so close and to be able. I know there are some kids that went we had off day, went over and saw a Yankee game. So it's, you know, it means the world to these kids to be able to go over and see the New York Yankees play their game in hope and work hard to try to get to that, to New York City. Beautiful.
Now, you're relatively new to the organization. This is your second year. You were in Tampa last year. A lot of those guys have been in the system a couple years. It's a little higher advanced level. Most of the guys here, this is their first taste of pro ball and their first year in the organization. So what's it been like for you to work with a different crop of players, and maybe last year there's a little bit more advanced in terms of just being pros? This year, these are guys fresh out of college.
Well, you know, I've been working with young kids for a long time, you know, being a field coordinator for about 13 years, I think. So I've been around the young kids when they come out of high school, kids coming from the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, different parts of the world. Over in, we had some players from Korea and Taiwan over there. So I've been around those kids and spent quite a bit of time over the years with those kids, and it's very exciting. You teach them the Yankee way and how we want things done. And it's a lot different for those kids coming out of high school where they were the stud or the college players that come. It's a different world here, and I really enjoy teaching them how it is and them experience it playing every single day.
Now, you never know where 5-6 years down the line some of the guys that are on your roster may be in the major leagues, triple A's, elsewhere. Last year in Tampa, you had, and I'm just going to list off some of the names of guys that played in Tampa last year that have been having great seasons in the organization. Kyle Higashioka, Jorge Mateo, Tyler Wade, Dustin Fowler, Dietrich Enns, Jonathan Holder, Jordan Montgomery. I could keep going on, but I know you got a game to play. But seeing all these guys that you've had last year moving up and having these great seasons, and now being here with these guys, prepping them to do the same thing, what does that mean to you as a manager in the minor leagues to say, you know what, I had a hand in these guys that have become stars, eventually superstars?
Well, one thing, those are some really good ball players. Sounds like I should have won a championship last year in Tampa, I can say that. But they have, and you know, it's what's, you know, watching these kids develop and move up and go to the next level and be successful there, it means a lot to me and the coaches also that work with them all year and watch these kids develop, get better, and eventually make it to the big leagues. All those names that you talk about, all those kids have a chance to play in the big leagues, and a good chance.
Last question I have for you, because I don't want to take up too much more of your time on a game day, but I've asked all the guys what it means to them to be part of the last Staten Island Yankees team. You will go down in the history books as the last manager of the Staten Island Yankees. What does that mean to you to be like, you're the guy that's bringing it into the new rebrand next year? When all said and done, the last Staten Island Yankees manager was you. Does that mean, you know, something special to you?
Well, I hadn't thought about it that much, but I would like to be part of the last and the new coming here again next year. So right. I would really enjoy that, you know, because I love it here. But, you know, I know there's a change. It's still going to be the New York Yankees. So many teams have these different names all over, and I think it's good for the city here. I think it's good for the, you know, for the people that run this to have a logo of their own. So I think it's, you know, it's going to be a good thing for the Staten Island franchise.
Still here. Be Baby Bombers, just a little bit different logo.
Right? That's right.
Dave, appreciate it very much. Okay. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. All right.
Where the current Staten Island skipper lands next year will be determined this winter, of course. But we know where we stand right now at the end of another episode of Minor League Monthly. Please join us again next month for the season finale, as we'll put a big bow on the efforts of the 2016 Baby Bombers with a few special guests, including former first-round Yankees pick turned Staten Island hitting coach Eric Duncan. Until then, I'm your host, Lou DiPietro, saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.